So welcome everyone for today's class. The reason we usually we were doing the first three Sundays, we were doing the mindful movement on the other side, but next week we will not have a class, so I thought we'll have the fourth Sunday class here instead. And we're going to do two seated practices today. So if you were sore from last week, you don't have to worry, you're not going to be moving around. You might get sore sitting because we're going to sit for at least an hour plus. Anybody, you're coming for the first time here, new? Have you had any mindfulness meditation?
I attended Vipassana.
Okay, you've attended Vipassana. How about you? You're here for the first time too? And you've attended some Vipassana also? Okay, so you have a sense of what mindfulness is about. It is derived from the ancient Vipassana and other Hindu and Buddhist techniques. So I don't really have to give an introduction to mindfulness meditation because everybody kind of knows what it is. What practices we're going to do today is both of them will be seated practices. And for the first meditation, the object of our meditation, the object that we hold, the anchor that we hold on to as we meditate will be the breath. And for very obvious reasons, as long as you're breathing, you're in good shape. The moment you stop breathing, not so good. And the breath is with us all the time, so you can fall back on the breath anytime you want to do a practice, whether you're sitting, standing, walking, lying down, whatever posture you're in. And the breath, Gita was asking earlier, what is a... supposing you have some procedure you have to go to, or you have some anxiety that you're dealing with, either specific or a generalized anxiety that some of us have, the breath is really one of the best anchors to come to, because when you start observing the breath, you without controlling it, when you're just observing how you're breathing, automatically the breath slows down. And automatically your mind calms down as well. There's a body-mind connection, and that's physiologically proven. So anytime you have an anxious thought or a worry come, and this happens to all of us very often. You're just sitting and for no reason a thought, a worry will pop up in our heads. And then if we allow it, if we don't do anything, if a thought pops up and we don't do anything, what happens? If a worry thought pops up, what happens if we don't do anything? Anybody?
Escalates,
yeah. It takes a life of its own because that one thought or one worry thought triggers a whole bunch of thoughts that are associated with it. And before you know it, 10 minutes have gone and your mind is completely gone somewhere and not very useful. You, by worrying, by adding more to that worry, by thinking about that worry, it's not going to change the situation. So there's a, some people will question, if I have to make a decision, shouldn't I be worried about it? Shouldn't I be thinking about it? Yes, you should be thinking about it, not worrying about it. And usually, when you have to make a decision, the thinking aspect or the decision-making aspect of the thought is very willful action. So you decide, okay, for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to be thinking about this issue that I have to deal with, and let me see the best solution that I can come up with to deal with this situation, this problem, this thought. But the difference between decisions, so that's about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you have made a willful intent to think about that decision, to think about that worry, to think about that thought, that anxiety feeling that's coming. Versus worry is something that you don't willfully decide. It just pops up, and if you don't do anything about it, it has a life of its own. In Sanskrit, the very first thought that comes is a vritti, but then you make a sankalpa, a determination on how long you want your mind to dwell on it. If you do not make that decision, you're not really, the mind is controlling you in quotation marks. You're not really the master of the mind. the mind is doing whatever it wants to, whether you want it to or not. So what mindfulness and other meditation techniques help us do is to stop, break that cycle. As soon as that worry thought or that anxiety thought or that non-productive thought comes into our mind, you observe, recognize that a thought has come up, and it will probably take a life on its own. You stop it at that point and you observe, say, hey, this thought is coming up right now. Is it going to be beneficial? If not, let me stop. Let me go back, change, divert my attention, my awareness to something else. And that something else, the breath is really the very important anchor when a thought comes up. Very often, because breath is something much more tangible than a thought. So you can bring your attention back to how you're feeling as you breathe, how your breath feels, how the air comes in, goes out. So you can stop that thought process from going further. And when you want to make a decision, when there is a requirement to make a decision or something that needs deliberation, that needs you to actually act on, you take time out and you say, okay, but very important to make sure you give yourself 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever. If you have to make a decision, you're always, supposing you have to change, you know, you're figuring out whether to quit your current job and take a new one. You know, there's always pros and cons to both. So you're weighing all the pros and cons. Very rarely is that a one-step process. It keeps coming back again and again to the mind. Am I doing the right thing? Would I be okay quitting? How is it going to be in my new place? Whatever. This is just an example I gave. So by deliberately deciding that you will intentionally spend 5 minutes for decision making, for thinking about a problem. And after 5 minutes is over, that's it. Don't allow that thought to continue in the mind. So that's one of the aspects of why the breath can be a very important tool for helping us come back to the present moment and not be caught up in this thought, worry and anxiety and free-floating thoughts. So what we'll do today, our first practice, we will begin by using the breath as an anchor. Like I said, today's practices are going to be seated practices. And we'll sit for an extended period of time. So in order to be comfortable during the seated meditation, make sure if you're sitting on the chairs to make sure your feet are firmly on the floor. And if your feet don't reach the floor, you can move forward in your chair. When you're doing it at home, you can put a cushion behind your back to give your back support. And if you're sitting on these back jacks on the floor chairs, to tuck your tailbone behind, to kind of keeping so that you're not leaning against the back of the chair. You're sitting up straight with your tailbone tucked behind. So your bottom half of the body is against taking the support of the chair, whereas your top half of the body is sitting forward. And the reason for this posture, it's not that we want to be rigid during the meditation. Of course, if sitting the way you are is uncomfortable, you adopt a posture that's comfortable. So this posture with the back straight, with the head above the shoulders, is really a posture of awakening, you know, of being, sitting upright is posture for being awake, for being alert. Because if you're sitting against the back of the chair, very soon during meditation, you're going to start slouching. And when you slouch, you're going to probably want to sleep off or doze off. So for now, we'll begin sitting with our back fairly straight, our shoulders and our hips aligned, and our head over the shoulder. What I mean, you know, we all have a head over the shoulder. What I mean is, yeah, it could be confusing. Don't put your head anywhere else. Just keep it over your shoulder. So what happens many times when we sit, we are putting our head forward or we are putting our head back. What we need to do is keep our head in alignment over the shoulder. That way you're not stressing the muscles of your neck. You're not going to hurt the muscles of the neck. And many times if you've seen other people or this has happened to you as well, during meditation, your head starts going down. It's especially if you're tired, if you're sleepy. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen because that can hurt the neck as well. So sitting fairly straight with your back straight, and a way to figure out how to keep, what is the best position to keep the head at, not looking down or up, is to kind of keep the chin parallel to the floor. That gives an indication that your head is fairly straight. And the arms can be on the lap, either clasped together or kept on either thigh. And the eyes can be gently closed. If you're uncomfortable closing your eyes, you can lower them and look at an object a few feet in front of you. But if you're not used to meditation, I would suggest to close the eyes so that there's less distraction. So let's begin by becoming aware of the fact that we are seated here in this chair. And taking a moment to see where our mind is. If it's still outside of this meditation, thinking about something as you came into the class, or wondering what this experience is going to be like. Whatever your thoughts are, just taking a moment to observe what is going on in your mind right now. As we sit here, getting ready to meditate. Notice if any thoughts from a few minutes ago keep lingering in the mind. And we let them go by bringing our attention to the fact that we are seated here, bringing our awareness to this body, pressed against the chair, in a relaxed, comfortable yet alert posture. As we bring our minds, our attention, our awareness to the fact that we are seated here, we also observe that we are not merely sitting here, but we are also breathing. So we can almost imagine to be looking at our bodies from outside, looking at this body, sitting here, breathing, like a breathing statue. For this meditation, we will use our breath as the anchor, which means every time our mind wanders, we gently draw it back to the breath. So let's begin by tracing the passage of air that comes into our body through the nostrils, going down the windpipe, into the lungs, into the belly, and to all parts of our body as we inhale. And the air leaves our body in the reverse direction with each out-breath as we exhale. So becoming aware of the in and out of the air that comes into the body and leaves the body with each in-breath and out-breath. What does this breath feel like? What does the air that sustains us, what does that feel like? And what is the air, the quality of the air that leaves the body, what does that feel like? Just observe. Just observe as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. And if it hasn't happened already, it's very likely going to happen that the mind will wander off. Perhaps you're drowsy or tired, distracted maybe by sounds in the room, by your own body, or by your own mind, by thoughts in your mind, worries, to-do lists, planning, whatever it be. When you notice that the mind is no longer on the breath, we observe that as an act of mindfulness in itself, being mindful that the mind is no longer, the awareness is no longer on the breath, and very gently, without blaming yourself, without any narrative, we very gently bring our awareness back to the in and out of the breath. So for some people, the breath can be most vividly felt at the nostrils or at the lungs with the shoulders and chest wall rising and falling. And for others, it could be at the belly and the abdomen with the diaphragm moving up and down. So at this time, I invite you to pick one area of the body where you feel the breath most vividly. It could be at the nostrils, the upper lip, the back of the throat, and the mouth, the shoulders and the chest, or the rise and fall of the abdomen, or any other part of the body that you feel your breath most vividly. Or you could continue tracing the passage of air right from its entry point at the nostrils. And for the remainder of this meditation, we'll bring our awareness and attention to the one point in the body, the one location in the body where you feel your breath most vividly. where you feel the physical sensations of your breath most intensely. So the breath continues to be our anchor for the meditation. We are just focusing on one part of the body where the breath is felt most. And we return to this part of the body every time our mind wanders, every time we get distracted. We gently draw our awareness and our attention to feeling the breath in this one location in our body. What does the breath feel like in this part of the body? What does your breath feel like in this part of your body? And every single time the mind wanders, we notice it. We notice that it has wandered. We take a moment to notice what has distracted our mind, where our attention has wandered, and then very kindly, very gently, without feeling bad that the mind has wandered, without blaming ourselves, we gently draw our awareness back to the breath, to the physical sensations of the breath in this part of the body. And we'll continue to do so for a few minutes until you hear the sounds of the bell. can stretch out if you need to. How was that experience? What did that feel like? Everybody sleeping?
Great.
But the breathing, was it easier for you on the chair?
I was more in the room. I also
So sometimes when you're sitting on those chairs, or even on those chairs, if you keep an erect posture, the lungs kind of open up. You know, there's easier, smoother flow of the passage, for the passage of air. That's why the posture is important, you know, that to kind of be aware as you're meditating as well. Anybody else have any observations about their experience that you'd like to share? Maybe not. When I get a silence, I guess it's everybody's either sleeping or it was like such a deep meditation that you don't want to get out of it. I'm hoping it's the latter, not the former.
There's a lot of distraction, but it's good. It's peaceful. It comes to peaceful.
What was the distraction? Mental or any physical?
Thoughts.
Lot of thoughts?
Yeah, distractions.
But you were able to notice when the mind wanders?
Yeah.
So that's really the key, you know. Any meditation that we do is bringing our, very simply defined meditation is bringing your mind back. What you bring it back to is what varies with each meditation. For me, I noticed when I was meditating, I also meditate when I'm teaching as much as I can, the clock was not sounding at all. It was only when I was talking that the clock was sounding more. You know, it was just a weird observation that was a distraction for me when I spoke, not when I was meditating, not when I was silent. I don't know if anybody, yeah.
I tend to be a little bit quantitative. So what I
tend to be what?
Quantitative.
Okay.
So in addition to paying attention to my breath, I also keep a count of that. Mm-hmm. So if I got distracted,
so that's a slightly different technique, and actually it is a good technique for beginning when it's hard to even focus on the breath, to count the breath, in-breath and out-breath. But for some people, what ends up, that becomes a distraction. And especially if you've lost count, then you say, oh gosh, where was I? Then the judgment comes in. I'm not saying it happens to you, but it is a good technique to count your breath in and out. You can also say some words, you know, like many times you can say something like, you're breathing in peace, and you're breathing out, you say relax or something like that. People use different combinations, but counting is a good technique. In mindfulness, we don't really emphasize or suggest to do the counting, only because mindfulness is really a technique to take out into your day-to-day life as you're awake. So if you're doing some activity, and very unlikely, supposing you're cooking, maybe this is not a good example for you, but I don't know if you cook, but you do, okay. So supposing you're cooking, okay, there's some conflict there, I won't get into that situation. Supposing you're cooking or chopping vegetables, how often do you count when you're doing an activity? Not very often. So what we are trying to do in the mindfulness is really simulate events or activities that we're doing outside. So if you don't normally count when you're doing any other activity, you wouldn't normally count when you're breathing. So, but it's a good technique for, especially if you're beginning, you know, to keep your mind on the breath is counting. We don't really suggest to do that in mindfulness only because it doesn't really relate to a real life experience outside of a class. But if you're doing a seated practice and your mind is really wandering a lot, that's a great technique to do. And if it works for you, why not?
I just wanted to say, I don't keep numbers in my head.
But you're using your fingers.
Using my fingers.
Yeah. But then how do you eventually...
But then I go this second one, the third one, after 20.
Yeah. So I think, for me, that I've done that many times, it becomes a great distraction.
Oh.
Because if I lose count, I think if your decision-making or your logical part of the brain, whatever part of the brain that's called, I forget the name for it, if that wants to kind of, it wants to know exactly how many you've done, and if you lose count, then for me it becomes a distraction, but I'm not saying that's true for everybody.
I would do it all the time.
Whenever, yeah. And that's great, yeah. You had?
What I was noticing was I was breathing harder because I was trying to figure out how the breath was going through the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that is, if it was happening on its own, then you're observing that, it's fine. What happens usually, though, is when we make an attempt to breathe harder, then we are controlling the breath. That's another kind of meditation. In today's meditation, we were just observing whatever the breath, and in your case, if you just notice that you were breathing harder, usually when you do take deeper breaths and exhale slower, you can feel the breath a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
feel it. Coming through lungs or abdomen,
yeah.
And I felt like it was breathing harder than what I
normally do. Yeah. It's just another technique. Again, when you're doing a day-to-day activity, you're probably not controlling your breath. So supposing you have to brake your car suddenly, notice what happens to your breathing. What happens to the thoughts in our head. So that's what we are trying to get into the class in a seated practice, is to figure out, to help us deal with those sudden experiences that get bombarded, sudden things, situations that get bombarded, that we get bombarded with. Anybody else?
I noticed that nothing was distracting me except when my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep bringing it back. Except, when your voice was okay in guidance, and then when you stopped, I was startled when you rang the bell.
It went fast? You felt when...
I was concentrating so much
on the breathing.
On the breathing, that when you rang the bell, I got startled.
And you're sitting quite far, so it's not that loud. But that, so you were able to... So the bell ended up being a distraction for you. Because it woke you up, not from sleep, but from a meditation. And you observe that. Hey, I want... And observe what else your mind wants to do. If you're really enjoying the experience, you want to hold on to it sometimes, including meditation. If you're going for an experience, it's a wrong... You're kind of... The goal of meditation is not to go for an experience. Of any or at least the meditations that we teach here. There are certain meditations outside of what is taught in the ashram that you want to experience something. The goal of this meditation is not to experience anything, but rather to know what is going on. If you liked something, if you were so deep in that meditation and you want to hold on to it, recognizing that that's what your mind wants to do. Your mind wants to hold on to it. At the same time, if you were really, today was just not a good day for meditation, your mind was just agitated, your body is bothering you, everything is a problem today, noticing, hey, today, this is how it is. What can you do? Not judging any experience either. That's really the take home when you get out of this, go out of the class in a real life, in your own life. We're always judging, whether it be people, whether it be situations, whether it be experiences. I want it or I don't want it. And what these meditation techniques help us do is to watch that judgment. Really, we're watching how our mind is and hopefully coming out of it. Okay, any other comments, observations?
Could it be useful to concentrate on some external things? Let's say you are sitting on on the ocean beach and watching the waves, and nothing else is coming to your mind. You just see the wave coming, going, coming, going.
Yeah, that's a meditation. So we do different techniques here. You can not only the ocean. We've done a seeing meditation where you just observe things in the room.
Yeah.
We've observed sounds. There are many different kinds of many different objects that you can use for meditation. Yeah. So today's first class was on breath, but the first technique we did was on breath. We're going to move to our next technique where we are going to observe sensations. Sensations, specifically sensations of touch in our own bodies. So we are focusing again today on our bodies because we don't get to sit down and do these techniques very often. So again, this will be also for a few, maybe the first technique we did for about 15 minutes, this might be a little longer. So sitting in a comfortable posture, keeping your head and neck in alignment over your shoulders, the shoulders and hips aligned, backs fairly straight, in a relaxed, comfortable, but alert posture. And the head is not up nor down, the chin parallel to the floor. You can also imagine your head being lifted from above by a piece of string to keep it upright, and keeping your backs fairly straight, hands on the laps, either on each thigh or clasped together. Actually, for this meditation, I suggest you keep your hands clasped together. If you don't normally do that, just for this meditation, unless you're uncomfortable doing it, I would suggest clasping your hands together and gently closing your eyes. And as before, let's take a moment to become aware of the fact that we are seated here, we are sitting here, and breathing. Initially, let us begin by keeping the breath as our anchor for the meditation. And you could choose to focus on the physical sensations of the breath in any part of the body that you'd like to. Either it could be the same as you chose in the previous meditation, or you could pick a new location that you want to focus on. So bringing our entire awareness and attention to feeling the physical sensations of the breath in the body, in one part of the body where you feel it the most. Just observing what happens as you breathe in and breathe out. Just observe. Just watch. And notice if the mind is distracted by thoughts or sounds, or any aches and pains or discomfort or sensations in the body. Notice where the mind is drifted off and gently drawing it back to the in and out of the breath. to that part of the body where you feel the sensations of the breath most vividly. And now we'll make a very slight shift to the anchor of our meditation. So instead of paying attention to the breath, what we'll do is we'll become aware, we'll turn our awareness, our attention to the sensation of touch. And we can do this, we can begin by first observing the sensation of touch as the breath enters our body. The sensation of touch of the air that comes into our nostrils. Paying very close attention to the sensation of touch as the air makes contact with our bodies. As we inhale, observing, experiencing the sensation of touch at the nostrils, inside the nostrils. Without changing the pattern of breathing, we bring the sensation of touch into our awareness. We observe the air that comes into the body at the nostrils. What does that feel like? Perhaps you can feel the coolness of the air at the nostrils as you inhale, and the warm air as you exhale. Nostrils, perhaps on your upper lip. Being aware of the sensation of touch. Now we'll extend the sensation of touch, the awareness of the sensation of touch, to other parts of our body. So let us begin with the sensation of touch that we feel as our eyelids touch each other, keeping the eyes closed. Become aware of the sensation of touch at the eyelids, both right and left. Notice what happens when you shift your attention and awareness to the eyelids, away from the nostril. Feeling the sensation, experiencing, being aware of the sensation of the touch of the eyelids. The upper eyelid touching the lower eyelid. The right eye, the left eye. Just observe, just be aware of the sensation of touch at the eyelids. And anytime the mind wanders, we gently draw it back to the sensation of touch. And now we'll take our awareness to the sensations of touch we feel inside the mouth. So perhaps you can feel the pressure of the tongue on the upper or lower palate, perhaps the hardness of the tongue against the teeth. The sensation of touch as the saliva enters the mouth. Keeping the mouth closed, we just observe all the sensations we feel inside our mouth, the sensations of touch, of the tongue against the teeth, or any other sensations that you might have in the mouth. We just observe. Notice if there's an urge to swallow, if there's a sensation of touch that you feel in the throat as you breathe in and breathe out. Observe any other sensations of touch you feel on the face and the head. Perhaps you feel your hair touching your face or the back of the neck. Become aware of all these sensations of touch. As we continue through this meditation, let us now bring into awareness the sensations of touch we feel on our body, beginning with the sensation of touch of the clothing that hangs on our shoulders, the touch of the clothing on the trunk of our bodies, the weight of our arms resting on our laps, the sensation of touch that you experience with the hands touching the body, resting on the body, the sensation of touch that the trunk makes with the seat, perhaps your back coming in contact with the chair. What are these sensations like? What do these sensations of touch feel like? And now we pay special attention to the sensations of touch in our hands. We use our hands a lot to feel the sensations of touch. Without moving the hands, Notice the sensations of touch that you feel when the right hand is clasped to the left hand. Perhaps the thumbs are touching each other. Observe that. Become aware of that. The sensation of the fingers touching each other. Any other sensations that you might feel in your palms, in your hands, in your fingers. We just observe the sensations of touch that our hands and fingers feel. And at any time our mind gets distracted, we gently draw it back to becoming aware of the sensation of touch in our hands in this moment. As we continue with this meditation, let us bring into our awareness the sensations of touch that our lower body experiences. So we can begin by becoming aware of the firmness of the seat beneath us. Our thighs and legs perhaps resting on the seat. The touch of the seat against our body, against our lower body. Or if you're sitting cross-legged, perhaps the sides of your thighs are touching the floor. Observe these sensations of touch. The touch of the clothing in the lower body and the legs. The sensations of touch you feel with the feet making contact with the floor, either the whole foot touching the floor or the sides of the feet, depending on how you're sitting. Becoming aware of all sensations in the feet, in the toes. But special attention to the sensations of touch. Bringing into awareness all the sensations of touch we feel in our lower bodies in this moment. Now we'll move our awareness, our attention away from any particular part of the body to the entire body as a whole, observing all the sensations of touch that the whole body is aware of in this moment. And noticing if any particular part of the body is drawing you to it. If you're getting distracted by a particular part of the body, just observing and bringing your awareness back to all the sensations of touch you feel in the entire body as you're seated here on the chair, making contact with the chair, your different parts of the body touching each other. becoming aware of these sensations of touch. Now we'll shift our awareness away from the body to our breathing. Again, becoming aware of the breath, of the in and out of the breath as you inhale and exhale. And noticing any sensations of touch that the body makes as the air comes in and leaves the body. So for the remainder of this meditation, we'll bring our awareness back to our breathing, observing the sensation of the breath as it touches the body. And we'll continue to do so for a minute or two until you hear the sounds of the bell. Whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and stretch out if you need to. Any reactions to this meditation? Why? Lost in what way?
I've been feeling sensation in my mouth, and then now I feel that it's all dry.
Mm. So the tongue.
Okay,
you don't know what you did. So the tongue really has a lot of sense receptors on the tongue. So it's one of the most, after the skin, the tongue is one of the organs that feels the sensations more. That's why we're able to taste so many different things. So just the pressure of the tongue against what part of the mouth it was. What was that sensation like? Being aware of that. That was the idea. And many times when you focus on the mouth, many times hunger, you know, we start salivating. I don't know if it happens for you, but it happens for many people. So that was the idea. Whatever sensation of touch, if you have your jaws clenched together, you can feel your teeth touching each other. So that sensation, that's the sensation of touch. That was what the meditation was aiming for. So I'm not sure. You feel dryness in the mouth. Okay, that's a sensation, yeah. Yes, you had a question?
No, I was just saying that every time you were quiet, I could see myself going back to seeing the breathing as opposed to the touch.
Okay.
Like while you were saying feel the touch, I was doing it, and then I reverted
back to the breathing.
The tongue, so.
Yes, so actually that's an interesting observation. Usually, you know, when the instructions stop, the mind wanders, but you were able to bring it to the breath. In this case, bringing it to the breath, I never say it's a bad thing, but in this case it was a distraction. Because the idea, the goal of the meditation, the object of the meditation was a sensation of touch. So if you could touch more in the body, you know, I know we began with the sensation of touch of the breath and then we ended with that. But during the meditation, it was the physical sensation in the body that we were feeling. So, I mean, it was a good thing that you brought it back to the breath rather than letting it go anywhere. But even that was a would be considered a distraction to this meditation because we're focusing on touch for the bulk of the meditation.
It was a great practice because usually we don't feel eye and mouth, especially clutching the hand. I feel like heat energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Puchu Samiji, if you remember, when he was in Somerset, each day when he was
So I don't think he ever said heat. I listen to a lot of but he does say, you know, I listen to a lot of his meditations. He does and he'll also do the deliberate opening and closing of the eyes three times. And he does suggest, you know, making sure your thumbs touch each other. It's just to become, it just is a deliberate action when you are deliberately making your fingers touch each other or your eyes, eyelids close. It's just, it's such a deliberate action that your mind focuses and gets ready for the meditation. So what he is teaching and some of the steps are really preliminary steps to more, and what we did here today also is really preliminary steps to much deeper meditation. So we did for 20 minutes, we were just getting ready. You know, we're getting ready for Vedantic meditations, but this is in itself a mindfulness practice, there's no doubt about it.
So that is also mindful, right?
Because you're becoming aware that your fingers are touching each other.
Yes.
Usually we're not aware of it when you're meditating. So yeah.
Usually hand gets still cold.
Yeah. Any other observations, comments?
I just had not to do today's particular meditation in general. Swamiji says, you know, when you do meditation with Swamiji, keep your eyes just barely closed.
Mm-hmm.
I find that if you do that, they always have a tendency to want to close all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really keep them open the way he says it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say, find out what he thought about.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, the mention is there, the instructions for meditation is keeping your eyes pointing towards the tip of the nose. So that's where that keeping the eyes barely closed comes from. But of course, if you try to look at the tip of the nose, you're going to get a headache and you're going to be cross-eyed very soon. So the easier way would be to keep the eyes closed. But some people are not comfortable keeping the eyes closed. You know, it does build some anxiety for some people. So what I suggest is just keeping the eyes lowered, eyelids lowered, and looking straight in front of, ahead, a few feet in front of you, so that you're not getting visual stimuli to distract you from the meditation. But you can keep your eyes closed. Actually, Puja Swamiji mentions in his meditation, keeping the eyes closed like the Buddha's. So if you observe a Buddha statue, the eyes are just like a slit, but the eyelids are very relaxed. The eyes are very relaxed, and that's the idea of keeping your posture and your body relaxed, but alert. You know, if you keep your eyes closed and you're going to fall off to sleep, then you don't want to keep your eyes closed.
To prevent myself from doing that, I just leave them
a little open, yeah. Okay, any other comments? So I have a couple of things before we close, before we end. I'm talking about closing, saying before we close. We're not closing yet. So there is a quote I wanted to share. Usually this class we end with a quote. It's by Pema Chodron, who is a well-known Buddhist teacher and practitioner of meditation. So, meditation isn't about trying to throw ourselves away and become something better. Meditation isn't about trying to throw ourselves away and become something better. It's about befriending who we already are. So that's what we're trying to do, is to know what our bodies feel like, how our breathing feels like, and be okay with what it is without judging. A couple of announcements. There'll be no class next Sunday because it's the Thanksgiving long holiday. I think some people are going to be out traveling. And we'll have a musical meditation with Swamiji about 5 minutes right here. And you're welcome to stay for that. And we'll end with our closing prayers. Om Bhadram no api vataya manaha. Om Bhadram no api vataya manaha. Om Bhadram no api vataya manaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you all for coming, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.